Bayfield resident Don Albrecht has worked to get better Wisconsin Public Radio signal coverage in the Shawamigan Bay region for years.
I make that corner around Red Cliff, and I lose the channel completely. It's like this dead zone, and all of a sudden everything gets oriented toward Duluth.
Albrecht's dead zone will go away by next summer when WUWS goes on the air in Ashland. About a year later, in 2012, another full-power station will begin broadcasting from Rhinelander. Those two stations will cover dead zones in Vilas, Oneida, Forest, Lincoln, Iron, Bayfield, and Ashland counties. WPR Chief Engineer Steve Johnston says that'll make 34 WPR stations to cover the state.
Fill in the gaps where there's people, and we set priorities for the areas we would like to address first. And it can be a very slow process because the FCC only allows applications for new facilities every once in a blue moon.
In fact, Educational Communications Board Director of Engineering Terry Bond says even though they've got applications for six more WPR stations, Rhinelander and Ashland may be their last new licenses.
Of course, people can always drop out at the last minute, too, so nothing's over till it's over. But I think we were quite lucky to be able to pick up two stations, considering what fierce competition there was across the country. And this is probably likely to be the last major granting for these non-commercial educational licenses.
Bond says other solutions could be to buy existing stations or put up lower-power translator transmitters. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.